listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across Lakey. Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, I'm not suggesting for one second that any male or female out there go and cheat on their spouse or respective partner, but if you are planning to do such heinous deeds, make sure you take your Fitbit off. Otherwise, you may come unstuck. We also talked about the swab news, the latest in swab technology, by a Dutchman. Can never do the Dutch accent, so I won't try. There's an update with my Ugandan sponsor child's hot African sister, Esther Akukazibi. I managed to put a smile back on her dial, because that's what lovers do. There's a bloke who has royally screwed his chin up just by doing way too many chin exercises. I'd focus more on cardio if you want that chiseled jaw, personally. Let's kick it off with a bit of deep stuff tonight, to be honest, unlike me. 24 hours ago, we went down Nostalgia Avenue, really firing up the old Volkswagen. And talking about classic Aussie school kid things that you remember, if you're an Aussie school kid, if you're a school kid in Australia, you remember this. And we listed a whole heap of examples. It was very good. Many of the listeners loved it, especially Jimmy Kimopoulos.
That's quite funny, quite humorous.
And I floated that there was nothing more Aussie school kid than what's known as the cool S. People it immediately resonated with, everyone collectively nodding across the nation. Oh yeah, I remember that cool S, the diamond S, that S where you draw like six lines in the middle and then you do a couple of diagonal lines, then another couple of diagonal lines, and all of a sudden you had this big S on your pencil case. It demanded authority. We had a whole heap of feedback. Mary Stevens wrote on the Instagram, cool S, haha, classic, hashtag nostalgia. Thanks, Mary Stevens. Jacob Enright, he said, it feels like only yesterday I was drawing the cool S. Yeah, thanks, Jacob Enright. Me too. We had a message from Lloyd Thompson on the Facebook. Can you talk about the cool S every night? Well, maybe, Lloyd. My friend Finbar Ten Cusset. Love how you talk about the cool S. Keep it up, Lakey, with three applause emojis at the end of it. So look, ask and you shall receive it. And to be honest, I've got some unfinished business with the cool S.
The cool S, also known as the Stussy S. If you were a kid at school, you had it on your pencil case. If you were a kid at school with a broken leg, you had it on your cast. If you were the psychopath kid at school behind the bathrooms, you carved it into your skin. And last night, it made an appearance on the Danny Lakey Show.
I think this is Aussie school kid, no matter where you grew up in the country, no matter how old you are.
Tonight, we investigate the cool S. When's the last time you did a cool S? How long did it take you to learn the cool S? Have you taught the cool S to your kids? It's a cool S investigation.
Yeah, a big cool S investigation tonight on 133.53. So, I mean, I've been doing my research all day. I've got a whole heap of notes here. Sorry, excuse me. I'm just getting my dossier of cool S notes. First point. It is believed that the cool S may have originated from geometry textbooks. Now, those are some whispers within the community. Others have said that it appeared around the early 1970s as part of graffiti culture. Look, these are all valid graffiti S theories. Or the cool S, the Stussy S, as I know it's known in some circles, the Super S, the Superman S, the Pointy S, the Graffiti S, and many other names. I referred to it last night as the Diamond S. And the reason I don't subscribe to the Stussy S is because I watched an interview once with the clothing brand Stussy, and the designer of the logo and the designer of the Stussy logo confirmed that that cool diamond S was actually nothing to do with Stussy. It doesn't represent what Stussy's about. There's no replications of the Stussy logo and the cool diamond S. Other people refer to it as the Superman S. Well, I'm sorry, but I've got the Superman logo and the cool S lined up side by side. And unfortunately, they're two completely different S's. Look, I'd like to know more about the history of the cool pencil case S. If you were an Aussie school kid who grew up and know what the cool S, the big S, the diamond S, the pointy S, the graffiti S, what did you call the S? Where were you drawing the S? When was the first S that you drew? Because I'd probably like to do a deep dive tonight and just possibly find the origins of the cool S. For all we know out there in Triple M land, in the Triple M family, we may have the inventor of the cool S listening to the show right now. Just got a small graph here and a couple of diagrams of the nation. I've written where I was doing the Cool S, and that was in Western Australia between the years of 97 and 99. Now, I'm not saying that I was the inventor of the S, but technically, at the moment, as a starting point, this is where the Cool S began. I'm sure there are S's drawn before 97, but we have to start somewhere. 133353, do you know about the Cool Pencil Case S, the big diamond S? Where did you draw it? When did you draw it? Did your father draw it? Did your father's father draw it? What's the subculture of the S? Zach, in Collingwood, good evening to you.
Danny, thanks for having me on, mate. Look, huge part of my culture as a young tacker. I think I drew my first one in 99.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely wasn't the first. It does suggest you could be.
thank you. Jeez. But, I'm doing the maths here, and yes, 97 is earlier than 99, unfortunately. Now,
I think that could verify now, mine.
Talk to me about, you're a Collingwood guy now. Were you in Collingwood in 1997? Was this your childhood neighbourhood?
No, I wasn't. No, I was down in Sandringham, so it's really been around.
Yeah, so I'm just going to plot out, and I've got Sandringham on the map here, and I'm just going to put in brackets Zach, 99. I mean, this does echo a couple of sentiments that maybe it started in Western Australia. It usually takes about 2 years to go across the Nullarbor. Usually truck drivers bringing epic secondhand pencil cases across the desert, and Victorians say, hey, what's that? Where'd that S come from? I want a slice of the S pie. Great. Lots of school kids, I assume, in your grade doing the same thing?
Yeah, Dylan Stewart Niven showed me how to do it. I remember I was in Miss Varley's grade. I, being Zach, used to flip the S,
yes,
reverse it.
Whoa.
So I would argue that it's a Z.
Wow. Easy
in
there.
In the pencil case.
Easy there, Missy Elliott. Easy. Okay. So who'd you say? Who'd you say? Stuart Nevins.
Dylan Stewart Niven showed me, yeah.
Dylan Stewart Nivens. I'll put him down as well. Dylan Stewart Nivens may have originated this S a year prior. Adam in Rayworth. Hello.
Hello, Danny, you lunatic.
Well, easy for some to say, but I'm doing important work at the moment, and I've got my spreadsheet out here. So look, it's really starting to take shape. We've got me in WA. We've got Zach in Sandringham with Dillett Stewart Nevins. He's probably listening in as we speak saying, oh, no, well, guys, don't get to the bottom of this. What information do you have to bring to the table?
Danny, I'm 53 years old now. Back in fourth form at high school, I was nicknamed, actually third form in high school, I was nicknamed Scrad, and the S in Scrad was a lightning bolt S with the pointy ends, which I used to have on my school case and on my pencil case. I even had it tattooed on my arm at one stage. And then it progressed from there to the points and the lines through. So if you want to divulge deeper, we might need to talk to some of my ex-school friends and find out if I am actually the inventor of the original.
Okay. Now, as fascinating as the tattoo is and the way that your nickname Scrab was scribed with the Cool S, what year are we talking here? Let's talk origin of year.
Oh, I'm 53 years old now. I'm going back to the 80s.
Wow. Okay, this runs deeper than I thought.
Of course it does.
80s, New South Wales, you say?
New South Wales, Glendale High School.
Glendale. Now, do you have any connection to Dylan Stewart Nivens by any chance?
I don't believe I do.
Okay, well, we'll put a big black line through Dylan Stewart Nivens. he doesn't know a thing. Sorry, Dylan Stewart, if you were dragged into this against your will, because I'm going early 80s, Adam, early 80s?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Early 80s. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just jotting all this down.
I hope you are.
I am. And the only thing preventing you maybe from being the originator of the Cool S is, and I'm not sure if we can put this person through, all I'm doing is reading off the caller sheet. Producer Mick, there is someone in the Bonnie Doon area that claims to have drawn a S in 1981. Is this correct?
This is correct. You can chat to Aaron if you like.
Okay. Aaron in Bonnie Doon, you make a big call that you did your first S back in 1981. I mean, you're being in the court of law here on the court of national radio because this is 39 years ago.
Yeah, I've still got the actual pencil case.
What?
It's got KISS written on it because I was in the KISS Army in 1979.
Whoa, huge. All right.
And I wrote KISS as, with a double lightning bolt.
You've done the double S at the end.
Yep.
Have we exposed a whole subculture of KISS fans in the KISS Army? They already have a knack for painting themselves black and white. They already have a knack for attending multiple KISS concerts with a long tongue out there. Did they
I was Gene Simmons with the boots and all.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. If we could focus more on the S's, though, just for half a second, were these 3DS's, 2DS's?
Two.
2DS's? Okay.
Yeah.
So the evolution of the S probably came, I'm assuming, in the mid to late 80s, but 1979.
Well, I had the name as Azza, so it was like kind of two.
Well, it's promising, and it's satisfying, to be honest, to think that we are talking to the original inventor of the pointy S. Could have all started with the KISS stuff. I don't know if there is anyone out there who's done it before 1979, because if we have an earlier recollection of that, they're probably doing it on a feather and quill. And I don't think that's really in the double S nature, and it's probably not easy to replicate in the feather game. Would you be able to send us a photo of that pencil case through at some point on one of the socials? On one of the socials?
If I can find it, I will.
Okay. Thank you. What a great climax of a man claiming to have the pencil case and then asking if we can have a photo of the pencil case and then just responding, if I can find that pencil case, sure. Yeah. We've almost got to the bottom of the cool S.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Model shows off results of training his jaw for 2 months. Oh, well done, model. Oh, and look at the chiseled jawline he has carved out for himself. A model who trained his jaw for 2 months to improve his image has revealed the astonishing results in a photo. We've put the photo on the Instagram and Facebook stories at Danny Lakey's show. It looks like he's chewing a couple of ping pong balls on both sides. This isn't the front of the jaw that he's managed to chisel. That's already chiz, bro. This is the back bits. This is where your molars hang out. Very peculiar looking face now after 2 months of hard work. The video shows Luca Marchese, chewing on a plastic-looking contraption while showing off his jawline. Cutting to another shot, Marchese shows what can only be called unbelievable results. One user commented, "Gonna turn into a triangle soon if you don't calm down." I think so, to be honest. It's one of the most peculiar-shaped heads I've ever seen. Others referred to him as Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks, a Dorito, a bike seat, or someone out of the children's TV series Lazy Town. And indeed, the comments appear to have been too much for model Luca Marchese. He's gained 1.8 million views of the viral video and has now amassed over 910,000 followers. But at what cost, Marchese? At what cost? He's now threatening to close his account. Marchese said in a new video, "I wanted to make a short announcement. I'm sorry for everyone who follows me, but by now, 4 out of 5 comments I get are insults or criticisms." That's not good. He was so keen to be an influencer, and he's obviously very paranoid about his jawline, which is a great jawline to begin with. He's ruined it by going too hard on his little chewing contraption that he's got. Grow a beard, bro. My jawline's softer than Greek yogurt. No one knows. Chisel the hair, not the chin. That's what I always say. Marchese now brands himself on TikTok as the CEO of Jawline. And I've heard Marchese's also opening up at the world's first chin gym.
Hi, are you tired of your sloppy cheekbones and unchiseled jawline? Hi, my name's Luca, and introducing Luca's World First Chin Gym. All the benefits of a regular gym, but with a heavy focus on building that svelte jaw you've always envied.
I've been a member of the Chin Gym for like 4 weeks now, and I absolutely love the vibe. I mean, no one talks to you because they're constantly exercising their chin, but there's just an energy, you know?
My Chin Gym's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get access to our state-of-the-art chewing machines, plus experience our new chew area, equipped with red skins, Hubba Bubbas, and Minty.
I especially like the squat racks at the Chin Gym because right next to the rack, they provide free gobstoppers, beef jerky sticks, and stale French bread rolls to really get that pump on around the mouth area.
So what are you waiting for? Come see me, Luca, and the team, join the gym, and start chomping, gnawing, and grinding towards your goals today.
Now, I can vouch for the Chin Gym, hey. I've been doing ice cubes for about 8 months now, and I've lost a few centimetres around my jaw and double chin. You just melted away. I mean, yes, I've lost 7 teeth and on receptors of the gums, but my jaw, look at that, looks better than ever.
See you at Lucas Chin Gym.
Bit of swab news.
Swab news.
The breaking forefront of swab news regarding the pandemic.
Coronavirus!
A Dutch inventor has come up with what he hopes could be a potentially faster and easier method to screen for coronavirus infections. Instead of the unpleasant nasal swab test, the painful throat swabs, and the invasive Chinese anal swab test, Peter Van Wees asks participants to step into an airlocked cabin and to scream or sing. An industrial air purifier collects all the particles emitted, which are then analysed for the virus.
Coronavirus!
Let's hear what the scientist has to say and listen to the fun, funky music played in the background. I'm never sure why they do these on some news websites.
If you are spreading and yelling and screaming, you're spreading tens of thousands of particles which contains the coronavirus. And if I take out the moisture from the coronavirus, I will have the basic coronavirus by itself, and therefore it can be recognized as such.
Yeah, well, that's all he says, and then they just seem to keep this funky music going for a bit more. But Van Wees has some points. He didn't get up on the wrong side of the bed, Van Wees. He's got his finger on the pulse. Nice, Van Wees. Nice. He's a serial entrepreneur. He set up his booth next to a coronavirus testing centre on the outskirts of Amsterdam to try his invention out on people who've just been tested. I think we have some audio. There you go. So that's someone screaming. That's another person screaming. And that's just me experiencing an anal swab, to be honest.
Meet Moses Akukuzibi. Lakey used to sponsor him in Uganda.
Hey, Danny, how are you doing?
They're still good mates, but Lakey seems to be even better mates with his hot sister, Esther.
Hello, Danny. Good morning.
That's right. The child Lakey used to sponsor has set him up via WhatsApp with his sister. Is it fair to say you're in love, Lakey?
Yeah, I guess. You could say I'm fallen in love.
They've been chatting on WhatsApp.
Yeah, how is everything?
I'm really good. Just chilling.
Things got real serious, especially when Lakey sent her a picture of his eggplant.
Very great, Danny. Oh, my God.
And most recently, Lakey sent this.
I'm an F for you. 24 hours, so just wanted to check in.
I didn't like how she dodged the question last time about whether or not her brother slash my Ugandan sponsor child knew about the relationship.
I'm hearing things may have soured. Let's get the latest on Lakey and Esther's romance.
Yeah, so look, I'm not going to shy away from it. It was some rocky ground with me and Esther Akukuzibi. The honeymoon period was over. Like all great relationships, sometimes there is a bit of trouble in paradise. And yeah, I didn't like how she was dodging the question of why there was a child crying in the background of some of her WhatsApp messages. Yeah, I didn't like that she was dodging the question on whether Moses Akukuzibi knew about mine and her relationship. But maybe I was a little bit too harsh, because after a couple of days of radio silence, which is very unlike my Esther Akukuzibi, I found out that she was actually a little bit sick, which is actually quite sad. And this is a message that she sent me about 24 hours ago. And look, you can hear she's down. All of a sudden, I feel guilty for pressuring Esther to answer basic questions.
Hello, Danny. How are you doing? I think you're okay over there. Yeah, but I'm still weak. I'm very weak, dear. What's the weather over there? Yeah, it's very cold.
I mean, you can hear the downtroddenness. You can hear that this isn't the Esther that we've come to know and love. This is no up and about.
Hello, Danny. Good morning.
This is a lady who is just battling on. And I've done some comparisons. This was Esther 2.5 weeks ago.
Morning. It's 44 minutes past 9.
And this was Esther 24 hours ago.
Yeah, it's very cold.
I mean, she's not her usual self. 2.5 weeks ago.
Wow.
This now.
What's the weather over there?
There's something not quite right with my Esther Akukuzibi.
Hello, Danny. Good morning.
We can forget about that.
Hello, Danny. How are you doing?
Yeah, just downtrodden. You can hear it, sunken. And look, I guess some people who are in long-distance relationships feel powerless when they're their beloved is sick, and you just want to reach out and give them a hug, and you don't quite have that power to do so, and that's unfortunate. There was a small shining beacon, perhaps. I did make a promise to Esther Kukuziba that I would wish her a happy International Women's Day on the show, and she remembered that.
Yesterday, Bill, you promised me that you will wish me my big day, Women's Day, on radio. So did you please tell me, Danny?
Please tell me, Danny. I love that she's claimed it to be her big day only. No one else's big day, International Women's Day. So this is what I sent back to Esther. Of course I did, and producer Mick can vouch for that. I did wish Esther Kukuziba a happy International Women's Day.
You did.
I sent her the audio. This is my response to my sad, downtrodden Esther Kukuziba.
Hello, Esther Kukuziba. Yes, I did wish you a happy International Women's Day yesterday. This is the audio that played yesterday on Australian radio.
Happy International Women's Day. The most important lady in my life, my Ugandan sponsor child, hot African sister, Esther Kukuziba.
Hello, Danny. Good morning.
Good morning and happy International Women's Day to you, Esther Kukuziba.
Yes, there it is. There's your big shout out for your big special day. Wishing you lots of strength since you're sick.
Would this be enough to pep up Esther Kukuziba? Would this be enough to put some rose back in her Ugandan cheeks?
Hello, Danny. Good morning.
Well, I held my breath. I hoped it was enough for my dearly beloved. And let's see if it did perk up her spirits.
You know, I was powerless. But when I had that audio, oh my gosh, I'm now strong. Oh my God. I'm very, very, very excited. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. That's the power
of love. And there we go. Just like that. Putting smiles back on Esther Kukuziba's face. And if a picture's worth 1,000 words, then one of Esther's words is worth 1,000 pictures, to be honest, because she is just now over the moon again. I mean, can we get a vibe check of 2.5 weeks ago's Oh My God?
Oh My God.
And now yesterday's Oh My God.
Oh My Gosh.
I think it's even better, to be honest. And that's how you keep a long-distance relationship with your Ugandan sponsor child's hot African sister going. That's the power of love. Right now, woman discovered her boyfriend was cheating from her Fitbit. Let's read on together. The woman has revealed the unusual way she discovered her ex was cheating in a TikTok video that's left people gobsmacked.
Oh, honey, I got a doozy. So when my ex-boyfriend came home from a night out, I woke up in the morning and thought, let me make him some breakfast. And I got a notification on my Fitbit, the Fitbit that we'd synced together, that between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning last morning, he had burned over 500 calories.
Oh. Let's check your Fitbit. She sounds a little annoying.
Oh, honey, I got a doozy.
Since sharing her story on TikTok, Nadia's admission has gone viral, clocking up over 412,000 views and hundreds of comments. That is defo the worst. You're so much better without him, one said. So glad you told him to shove it, another added, while one woman said, oh my God, who knew Fitbit was so helpful in different ways? I didn't know that either. I've probably been a little bit ignorant towards the Fitbit over the last couple of years. I've always just written it off as some sort of fad, but one of my friends had a Fitbit. They swear by them. Oh, yeah, mate. Oh, you got to get yourself a Fitbit. You want to be fit, do you? Oh, yeah. You want to be a bit fit? Yeah, got to get yourself a Fitbit. And I always thought it was just a glorified heart rate monitor. But the more I hear in Fitbit circles, the more excited I get. 133353. Have you found some helpful different ways with your Fitbit? I mean, for example, this chick is basically saying that this guy, there's no way you can burn 500 calories in an hour at 2 a.m. without basically banging someone who you're not supposed to be banging. So I'd love to hear from people out there with a Fitbit who have had sex and then analyze the Fitbit data. Do you burn a lot more calories? I'd love to put on a Fitbit in studio and see if my heart rate goes up. Like throughout the songs, am I at a lower heart rate? And then does my heart rate go up during a talk break? And do I not realize it? One woman said her former partner could have been in a club out dancing. Something Nadia shut down quickly.
Oh, honey, I got a doozy.
Well, it's true, he could have burnt 500 calories on the D floor, 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. He wished that's what it was, she wrote. I mean, maybe he had some solo time, someone else suggested, to which Nadia wrote, think it would fall off after burning 500 solo calories.
Oh, honey, I got a doozy.
I'm not being crass here, but what happens to the Fitbit when you are pleasuring yourself? If you're wearing the Fitbit on your pleasure hand, what happens to the Fitbit there? Producer Mick, you've got an Apple Watch. Is that what it's called, an iWatch or an Apple Watch?
Yes, I have an Apple Watch, yeah.
Does that do heart rates and stuff?
It does. There's between the two, they're quite similar, but okay. The Fitbit tracks things more. It's more based for fitness.
Yeah.
Whereas the Apple Watch is, you know, you can make calls and all of that stuff.
Well, so. Look, I'm more, yeah, well, of course, yes, but I'd be more interested in just the heart rate stuff. So if you've got an Apple Watch and you're tracking your heart rate, or anyway, you're wearing a heart rate monitor all day, for goodness sake, I want to know, is there some surprising data that you're just like, oh, I didn't quite realize that. Oh, that's interesting. Maybe like a Bricky's Labourer. And you realize that all day you burn a ridiculous amount of calories, or there's something that you do in your day-to-day routine that's not necessarily going for a jog that burnt the calories. Are you banging on your Fitbit? What's the data saying? Let's crunch some numbers. Christian in Smithfield. Hello.
Hey, Daddy Lanky. How are you, bro?
Yeah, good, thank you. So you don't have a watch or a Fitbit, but you do have a phone?
Yes. So, well, the story was my missus complained that I never went to the gym and, you know, I'm too lazy. And I always said to her that, hey, I do a lot of walking at work. So I decided to check my phone. It's on Samsung Galaxy phones called Samsung Health.
Mm.
Tracks your steps. And I happen to average 10 kilometers every single day at work.
Oh, honey, I got a doozy.
Yeah, take that. Nice. So we do it? Well, that's enough as far as I'm concerned. If a man's walking 10 kilometres a day, he doesn't have to go to the gym. He's walked. He's found his 30. There's no doubt about that. Did we do a comparison at all? Did lazy husband then suggest to track some data on active wife's phone and see how many steps and Ks they were doing?
Well, yeah, actually, she actually checked hers and she was averaging at about 6,000, 7,000 steps.
Ooh.
And getting this, she's a personal trainer too.
Ooh.
Oh, honey, I got a doozy.
Okay, well, sounds like a fit couple. Pete in New South Wales. Hello.
Hello, how you going, Danny?
Good, thank you. You've got an Audi watch.
Yes, I do.
Settle down. Is that a free gift with the Audi car?
No, not that Audi. Aldi is in the shop.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, fair enough. Makes sense. So you've got the Aldi watch. It tracks some things?
Yeah, it does. It gives you a whole heart rate report, and you can set it to sort of like a time where you might be doing something like climbing or something like that. Well, I kind of use that one to track when I'm actually on the nest, so to speak.
On the what, sorry? Yeah. On the nest?
Yeah, that's the old term for, you know, copulating.
Oh, I see. Yeah, cool. And your heart rate. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I'm nesting all the time too. Yeah. How high do your calories go? How high does your heart rate go when you're nesting?
It gets up there. It's 120, 140.
Oh, 140. And you sound like a resting 65 to me.
No, I'm about a 70, 72.
Okay. So you're really having a crack when you're nesting.
Yes. And it's interesting just to watch. It gives you the average heart rate. It gives you, you know, your spike when it's really good.
Yeah.
It's good to look back on the data and just to see
where you can improve.
What your heart's doing and what your body's up to when you're really pushing the heart limit.
Yeah, and there's something in that, isn't it? Much like a footy team will review the game on a Monday, you straight after copulating, your woman probably wants to spoon, have a little post-nest cuddle, and you're just straight on the dart. You're straight on the laptop downloading it all. I'm not sure if he is doing that on his laptop straight after coitus. Daddy Lakey. Triple M.